I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Brent Scow. He's the Nokaminon Ski Jor Club president, and they've got some events coming up over the next couple of days that are looking at ski joring. Here's more with what's going on with Brent Scow.
Ski joring is a great way to get outside in the winter and exercise that four-legged dog and yourself. It harnesses the dog's power and pulls you on your cross-country skis. Tonight at the Ordock from 7 to 9 p.m., we have a free event open to the entire community where they can come out and watch a documentary about the sport. It's called Dog Power, and this documentary has been featured at several film festivals over the last couple years when it came out in 2016.
And what's it about?
It is about the sport of ski joring. It explores both summertime and wintertime on how you can connect with your dog and compete in sports. But it also covers that dogs' personalities differ. So Cale Casey, who directed this movie, went out and bought a dog specifically for ski joring, and it turned out that this dog was just more interested in going out and getting fresh air. So I think we can all relate with that, and each dog's personality is different. So how do you connect with them outside?
So the film is tonight from 7 to 9 at the Ordock Brewing Company in Marquette, and I'm sure you'll have information there too for people that want to find out more about what you guys do.
Yeah, we'll be there to answer questions, how you can get involved, where you can ski jor in the community. Then also this coming Sunday, depending on how much snow we get, we'll have a dry land demo out at the Forestville Trailhead where people can come out, they can bring their dog, or if they don't have a dog or if they're not quite ready, they can come out and try one of our dogs and find out what this sport is.
I know that there's been some, like, you guys have done some demos and things for people. I know there was a demonstration during UP200 events and activities in the last couple of years. But tell me a little bit about the interest in this sport. What are you hearing with the Nokaminon Ski Jor Club? What are you hearing out there from folks that are wanting to find out more?
Yeah, so we're hearing from people. It's a great way for them to get outside in the winter and connect with their dog. So it's a team event. You can't just let your dog pull you through the woods. You have to help out too. Otherwise, that dog is going to look at you and ask you what you're doing. And so people have really found another way to connect with their dog and go fast on skis. When you're getting pulled down a hill, you're cruising at a pretty good speed.
I would imagine.
We have two dogs at our house, and I can totally see both dogs doing exactly what you just said. Mike, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
Aren't you in this? I'm not pulling you.
Yeah. And how does that work?
That's funny.
How do you get the dog to I guess get it and do it to compete?
It takes time and patience. Some dogs will be able to get it right away, and other ones it takes a little bit. The benefit, though, is Tuesday nights throughout the year we get together and they can learn from experienced dogs. So they see the other dogs pulling people, and their nature is to chase. So when someone else takes off down the trail, they're going to try to keep up.
So what happens tonight for folks to come and check out?
So tonight from 7 to 9, come down to the Ordock, enjoy a beer, and watch a documentary about dog power.
That's Brent Scow, Nokaminon Ski Jor Club president. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.